Happy Friday, everyone. Friday, May 27, the Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. And a very good morning to you wherever you are listening this morning, whether it's on the app, the Tab app, on your radio. We're pupless today. He's headed towards Townsville for the Andrew Symons Memorial Service today. Still just cannot believe this run of Australian cricketers' legends that we've lost in the last, 12 months. But Pup goes to Townsville today. So, Lozza, it is you and I and the listeners this morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Mido. Melbourne back to a little bit of form last night. 28 points to 8 against Manly. They still were a little bit, a bit off with the football. Their skills just weren't up to what we expect from the Melbourne Storm, but they got the job done. They won by 20 points. Cameron Munster was the player of the match. Oh. What a star, and what a difference Jerome Hughes made to their team when he was able to come back in, give them a little bit of direction, and Cameron Munster could just float and do what he wanted to do last night. And that's a good feeling for Cameron Munster going into State of Origin 1. The fact that he's had a good game under his belt after a couple of quiet ones by his standards, he gets into that Origin camp full of confidence and he'll be excited about the prospect of taking on New South Wales. But the big story that broke last night, and Denny Wilder broke it on 9, was the fact that Payne Haas is after an immediate release from the Brisbane Broncos. He's still contracted until the end of 2024, but he wants out, and he wants out straight away.
Big story. And the first thing I thought, Loz, when I saw it was, you often talk about, coaching and how it's a 24-hour job, or this is Exhibit A. Imagine the 24 hours that Kevin Walters has had.
I can only imagine.
Having
I can only imagine what's happened, because everything would have been sailing along smoothly for the Broncos. They've won 5 in a row. They're coming up against the Titans this weekend, possibility of winning 6 and... building some momentum, heading into State of Origin. Some of their players will be missing through the Origin campaign, and this one comes across his desk, and he'd be trying to downplay it somewhat and say everything's okay. I've spoken to Payne, and Payne's in the right headspace, but it's just not good for these type of things to be occurring in your camp, because it can cause some unrest. Players will be asking Payne what he's doing. Payne has made it clear that he wants an upgrade, or he wants out. The Broncos have said they can't afford him that upgrade because they haven't got room in the salary cap. Now, they're going to have to make a big decision. They're going to have to play hardball and have someone there that's disgruntled, or they're going to have to make some room and upgrade his contract, or they keep him in the system and Payne just doesn't play well, or he just walks out on them.
It's an absolute mess because he's had a change of management. And we're going to have, by the way, Denny Wilder broke this story, as Loz mentioned, in conjunction with some colleagues there at Nine Newspapers yesterday. And Denny's going to be on the show in half an hour's time to go through the details of this. But essentially, so he's had a change of management, Payne Haas, and his previous management he's in dispute with. In fact, they've got court proceedings going on in the New South Wales Supreme Court as we speak, and there's been counterclaims by his old management against Payne Haas as well. So he's changed management. Now, last year he was offered a big upgrade from the Broncos, but because he was still with his management at that time, he didn't sign it. So now they're in negotiations with the new management, and he essentially wants, $1 million next year, where he'll be paid, according to the details of Denny's story, he'll be paid $800,000. The year after, he wants another $1 million. And that year, he'll be paid $850,000 under his current deal. And then they just wanted a one-year extension beyond that. And he wanted, according to the details in the story, $1.2 million. And the Broncos wouldn't agree. And they also released a statement yesterday, adamant, that they won't be entertaining a release. So this is the classic, no man's bigger than the club, Loz.
Yeah, and if you agitate enough though, Mido, something comes to a head. And that's what I think Hayne and his management will be looking at doing. If the request is denied, I think they will continue to make noises about the fact that they're unhappy, they want an upgrade or release him. And he will get $1 million on the open market, Payne Haas. The issue is, though, I suppose, when people look at it, they will say, well, he was happy to sign for that amount of money, And back, you know, if he wasn't comfortable, why did he sign and just go on a shorter term deal and back yourself? But it's a interesting one because I know when you're in that situation, you want that security. You want that each way bet of having the security of knowing what you're going to get in case something does happen to you into the future. You know, a serious injury could occur and you may, you know, never be the same type of player. You've got those 2 or 3 years still on massive amounts of money. Now, Payne is a player that there's no doubt that other clubs will put their hand up and want to try and get him to the club. One club that he's been linked to has been the Roosters. But Nick Politis has addressed the media and Nick has said, well, he's a great player. They've got no cap space.
They'd love to have him.
They'd love
no,
to have him.
No cap space.
But yeah, they've got no cap space for next year. And he does say all 16 clubs would love to have him, but it's a matter of whether you can afford to fit him into your roster. And I don't know too many clubs next year that would have $1 million sitting there waiting at this particular point in stage. Yes, they can maneuver players in and out of their system. And if you want to make that room, I think you probably could be able to do it. But as it stands at this stage, Nick is saying that while he'd love to have him, he's not going to the Roosters.
A few texts here already, some passionate ones as well. Keep them coming. 0419 767 272. Loz, I'm just trying to put myself in the rugby league player these days. You know, everyone sort of accepts it's a business for each other. Everyone wants top dollar, and that's understandable. Your career's certain amount of years. You want to maximise your value for as long as possible. Totally get it. With Payne Haas, we're talking pretty big numbers as it is, though. And you're right, he could get more on the open market. I just wonder, so this has happened the day before a Queensland derby against the Titans. This is a club that's been, let's face it, at least as far as their playing performance is concerned, on its knees for 2 to 3 years. And here they are all of a sudden turning the club around as far as performances are concerned. Mm. He walks into that change room tonight. And Payne Haas, by the way, has put out on social media, I'm focused on the game tonight. He's going to be playing for the Broncos tonight in that derby. He walks into that change room tonight. I'm just thinking, if I was a teammate, I'd be absolutely livid.
Yeah, it's not great when these type of stories get out because you want to have everything go right. You want to feel that sense of togetherness. And, you know, when you're winning games of football, the dressing shed is a happy place. But what will happen tonight? I'll tell you exactly how it'll work out. There'll be a lot of discussion today. When they jump in the dressing shed tonight, it won't be spoken about. Players will get changed. Players will focus on the game and they'll go out and play. After the game, it'll be a topic of conversation again. But I don't think it'll affect Payne's performance and I don't think it'll affect the players' performance tonight. But what it will affect is their preparation leading into the game and it will affect their preparation after the game because it's just common that you would speak about something like this when it's one of your teammates involved. But when they get into the shed, there'll be no discussion and they will get their game head on and they'll go out there and play. But if they lose, this will be made out to be the reason why they lost. And, you know, it's not good. It's not a good situation to be in for a young man because, you know, he'll have all the media wanting to speak to him after the game. He'll probably have people camped outside his house today looking for a comment when he jumps in his car before he goes to the football. I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know whether he just plays tonight, Payne, and then just says, I'm not playing unless you give me an upgrade. But then he's in breach of his contract, so he needs to be careful there. So there's still plenty to play out. I don't know how it's going to finish up. But if the Broncos are saying they're not going to extend and upgrade, and Payne is saying, well, he wants an upgrade, otherwise he's not going to be there, it sounds like there'll be a parting of the ways.
On the text line, boys' contracts in the NRL land are a disgrace. They're obviously not worth the paper they're written on. Yeah, we've had that sentiment for a while. Brett from Richmond says, there was no name to that previous one, but Brett from Richmond says, on Haas, the Broncos have nothing to whinge about. Talis sat out the entire season at St. George before playing for Brisbane. Yeah, that's going back, that was what, 96, I think it was. Hey, boys.
Gordy was honourable by doing that. Didn't get paid. He just said, well, I'll just sit out. you don't have to pay me, but I won't play for a year. But Payne is contracted for another 2 years. So it's a big decision just to sit out if you're a young man like Payne Haas. And the other interesting thing too, and Freddie has always made it quite clear since he's taken over State of Origin, he doesn't want players talking about contracts in camps. Well, this will be spoken about in camp because everyone, if Payne Haas is selected in this squad, which we're all thinking he will be, this will be a major topic. And it'll be a topic discussed by the players. Mm-hmm. Mightn't be discussed with Payne directly to his face, but it'll be discussed by others in the group and it will become a distraction because people will want to know about it. People will be talking about it. People will be asking Payne Haas every day. They won't be talking about New South Wales and their chances of winning State of Origin. This will be the biggest story in Origin camp if it's not sorted. They'll try and put it to bed as quickly as they possibly can, but it won't die.
And I'm not sure who his new manager is, but I'm sorry, but I'm thinking surely doing this 3 days before your client is going to be picked in the New South Wales squad is the wrong way to go about it. Surely, whoever the agent is, seriously. You can't... Freddie, though, said last night on Nine that he has spoken to Haas yesterday and it is comfortable at the moment.
Yeah, I think, because he's a walk-up start. When Freddie first took over, it's always easy to say, I'm not going to pick anyone without distractions. Mm. It's always easy to do that because you haven't got, a connection with anyone. You're coming in fresh, you're coming in new, you can do whatever you want. But once you've had those players and they become... winners for you. You've got a feel for them and what they do for your football team, and then they turn out to be as good as Payne Haas. Payne Haas is a walk-up start as a front rower in this group. So things start to change for you as a coach because on one hand you don't want the distractions, but on the other hand you want to win.
Mm.
And you know by having Payne Haas in your team, that'll give you a better chance of winning. So your mentality changes as a coach. At the start, with the big picture, it's always easy to say, I'm going to pick on form or I'm not going to pick anyone that's got these distractions. But when you're under the pressure, under the pump and, when you know you're going into a battle, you want the best possible players and sometimes that overrides what you're trying to achieve with your culture. If Freddie's got a big decision to make because if this is not sorted, this will be dragged up every day while the New South Wales team are preparing for a State of Origin game. Mm.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to see what Freddie does with this team Sunday night. He indicated, though, as I said last night on Nine, not an issue at the moment. But as Loz said, circumstances change, and now it's happened right at the time that Freddie wouldn't have wanted it to happen.
Can you imagine this weekend how much media it's going to attract?
Oh.
Before selection. Mm. And then once he gets into camp, everyone will want a piece of him. They'll want to interview him. They'll want to sit down. Every journo, every outlet will want to hear what Payne Haas has to say.
This one. Hey, boys, as a Broncos member, I am furious at Payne Haas. No player is bigger than the club and no front row is worth $1 million a season. The timing of this is terrible with the way the Broncos are going. As I said to you guys a couple of months ago, I'd get rid of him and get an actual game winner in Cam Munster. He's contracted for another 2 years and the Broncos have already upgraded him over the years in good faith and stood by him with all his off-field dramas, says a furious Bronco. Sending that one in, and there's more here as well. We'll go to a quick break and look at the headlines next. And back page of the Sydney Morning Herald, Haas future up in the air after Broncos reject release request. On the back page of the Daily Telegraph, Haas to La Vista Broncos, contract bombshell, club to play hardball after stunning release demand. Roosters boss rules out bid for star prop and Corey Parker, why the Broncos must cut him loose now. And we will speak to Denny Widler, as I mentioned, in about 15 or so minutes' time, to give us further detail on this massive story that broke yesterday in regards to Payne Haas, one of the leading front rowers in the game, wanting out of the Broncos right now, and the Broncos saying, no way, and there he is going to be taking the field tonight. It's extraordinary, really. Also on the back page of the telly, Lodge exit. I'm not racist. Club boss under the headline there. So Mark Robinson, the club owner there at the Warriors, has spoken to the Telegraph here, spoken to Buzz, Phil Rothfield, and he says that at a hotel near Redcliffe last year, that they had a confrontation, the Warriors club owner Robinson and Matt Lodge. So Lodge never got over it, according to this report, Mark Robinson says. And Robinson says Lodge was so unhappy that he just went, stuff it, I'm going to buy him out of his option for next year as well. And even conceded that, you know, it'll cost them under the salary cap, but he's willing to pay the price in order for everyone to be happy. I guess pretty honourable, but if you're a Warriors fan, you're not happy about it. But if you're paying a bloke out for next year, it's got to be pretty toxic, Loz.
Yeah, well, obviously they've had a argument and both parties couldn't agree to work together, and they thought the best thing to do was come to this arrangement. So look, if that's what it is and you take it on face value, then, you know, this possibly could happen. It could happen with a coach, it could happen with a CEO, it could happen with an owner of a club. These things occur, and if he owns the club, he's entitled to make that decision. But Matt Lodge, he'll pick up another club. You know, Mark Robertson, the owner, he said that, you know, it was nothing racial occurred. It was the fact that they had a disagreement. Matt hasn't got over the fact that whatever they disagreed about, he's unhappy. He wants to move on. Plus, he doesn't want to move to New Zealand. Mm. You don't want that sort of disgruntled player in your team. And he's doing the honourable thing by admitting that, I suppose, that, you know, if they can't get the deal done, they can't work together. Let's shake hands, move on.
Mm. Also on the back page of the Herald, US game can't be a sugar hit, Bennett. So Wayne Bennett saying if you want to go and start the season over in the USA, and by the way, it looks like they're pulling all stops to make this happen, Lots, next year, to have the season opener over in probably LA. But Wayne Bennett saying, well, if you're going to do it, put development officers over there, make it an annual thing, put money into the system over there, or into development over there. Exactly, I guess the NFL's starting to do that here. They're about to open an office here in Sydney.
Yeah, well,
NFL.
You just can't go and have a one-off game and walk away with nothing at the end of it. You know, you showcase your game, and then you do have people on the ground. You do, you know, invest in a competition. You do have an opportunity for people to watch the game, see how it's played, or then to view the game with a broadcasting rights deal. You know, you mightn't get a lot of money for that, but there's an opportunity over there in that market for people to look at the game and go, oh, all right, that's something that I'll continue to watch, or how do we get people involved in playing that? Plus, you got a lot of expats over there in America. But I sort of agree with Wayne in terms of you just can't go and have a game in LA or New York or wherever you want to take it and then just walk completely away from it. You've got to invest in it if you think there's a market there for you.
Have we sorted out the outside broadcast for that fixture for the Big Sports Breakfast?
We will be there, Middo, if they take the game there. And they're talking about taking Manly and South Sydney. Air. You know, the Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe factor.
Mm.
And again, I'm all for taking the game to different places, but I agree with Wayne in this case. It's good if you can leave a footprint behind and have an opportunity for people to see the game, to be involved in the game, and see how we can grow the game in that particular market.
Bring it on, I say.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? Nah, love it. Let us know what you think. 0419 767 272. Just more on the text line I'll get to before the news. Hey, lads, Payne is a great player, but if I was pulling strings at the Broncos, I wouldn't be bending over too far for him. Brisbane have done a lot for him off the field when he has done stupid things. I'd be more worried about keeping Selwyn, Cobbo, and Stags over him, says Matt from Bathurst. NRL needs to step in and tell Haas that he can't leave just to get more money. If he leaves, he can only earn the same amount for his contracted time, says MG at Penrith. Morning, boys. The Payne Haas situation reeks of that of Sonny Bill Williams' involvement. Maybe it is time that Sonny sticks to boxing instead of teaching people how to break contracts and be selfish. Long memories a lot of us have got, don't we? Steve from Tamworth, I wonder if a Bulldogs fan, but I think he's pretty close too as well, isn't he, for Sonny Bill Williams?
I think he's a mentor, Sonny, and, you know, but you know, Payne is the one driving it, and Payne believes that he's worth a certain amount of money, and that's what he wants from the Brisbane Broncos. You know, he's getting well paid at the moment. Should he be getting paid a lot more or market value? Yes. Do a lot of players get their market value at particular clubs? Some do, some don't. some are happy to stay in that environment and play with a successful team for less. And that's how a lot of teams have been able to build strong rosters in the past. But Payne at the moment, he believes that he wants $1 million. And by the sounds of things, he wants $1 million. Mm. And I don't know how it's going to end if the Broncos don't come to the party.
And his new manager would love a new clip, I'm sure, as well. My thoughts exactly, Middo. Is this manager a Queenslander? Is he just after a payday after getting a new client, says the Wood Duck. Morning, boys. Can everyone have a heart and think of poor Payne Haas? The poor fella only has guaranteed $1.75 million for the next 2 years. He's young and it's hard to expect him to live off this. I've been up since 3:30 a.m. and have made a whopping $26 an hour. Might have to request a pay rise or I'm staying home tomorrow. Make him play reserve grade for 2 years and give his spot to someone who will appreciates the position these blokes are in, says Chapo at Kiama. Hi, boys. Regarding their Payne Haas saga, I've only got two words to say. Wayne Bennett. Sure, Wayne is stirring the pot at the Broncos. No name to that one. But keep them coming at 6 o'clock. Denny Widler, who broke the story, coming up after the news with JR.